Story number two in our countdown. Disorder at the border leading to chaos here all across the United States. And we're seeing it in full effect in New York City as protesters gave Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and other Democrat lawmakers an earful during a visit to the Roosevelt Hotel, which was once famous for its luxury. It's now a migrant processing center. Take a look. They were being drowned out by protesters saying close the border. And similar protests have also taken place in Staten Island and Brooklyn. Those are two other boroughs here in New York City. Joining us now to discuss, former acting Customs and Border Patrol Commissioner and Heritage Foundation visiting fellow Mark Morgan. Also with us, Staff Lieutenant for the Texas Highway Patrol South Texas Region, Lieutenant Christopher Olivares. Mark, I want to start off with this story that just kind of happened last night in the Bronx, which is another borough of New York City. A one-year-old baby is now dead. Three other babies are fighting for their lives in the hospital after being exposed to fentanyl, because the NYPD says that fentanyl was also being manufactured in a rented room. Cops then found like nearly a kilo of fentanyl. We know fentanyl is pouring across the border. How many more people have to die? At this point, babies have to die before they realize this is now a national security crisis and the border must be closed.
Lydia, that's the question. And I tell you, this administration, the number of bodies that are piling up, both on the U.S. side, on the Mexico side, is completely irrelevant to this administration. It's not driving them to change any of their policies. They're actually doubling down and tripling down on their open border policies. But Lydia, this is very important because it's not just about illegal aliens coming into this United States where the taxpayer dollars are having to fund their existence. It's much more than that. It's what the illegal aliens cause at our border. That pulls very limited resources off the front line. The border goes unpatrolled, unmanned. The cartels literally gain operational control over the cartels, over the border. Will they exploit it? Where? Drugs are pouring in. Criminals are pouring in, and potential national security threats are pouring in. And they're not just coming in to the state of New York. They're coming in, as you said earlier, to every state in this country. That's why we say this is about border security, which is synonymous with our nation's safety and national security.
I've been saying this from the beginning. I guarantee you they're going to try to institute a migrant tax. I saw the New York Post. They actually put out an article that you have some socialist city council members. And I guarantee you they're going to push this through for us to fund their existence in perpetuity. Now, Lieutenant, the war of words between Texas Governor Abbott and New York City Mayor Adams, it continued this week. You know, Adams is trying to blame Abbott. He refuses to specifically call out Joe Biden. Abbott responding to being called a madman by the New York City mayor, saying that the mayor couldn't last a week in Texas and that the migrant crisis in the Big Apple is nothing compared to what's going on in Texas. And, of course, we've seen what's going on in other border towns. Lieutenant, what do you make of the Democrat leaders refusing to call out Joe Biden by name, Kamala Harris, and their reckless policies that are causing all of this?
Well, they're trying to deflect this whole situation and trying to point the finger at Governor Abbott, which, if you look at the facts, and I mentioned this so many times already, the state of Texas has only bused close to 13,000 illegal immigrants to New York. Mm-hmm. That's a small fraction of what they're dealing with. They need to point the blame at the root cause of this border crisis, and that is the federal government, who continues to incentivize and encourage illegal border crossings. That's why we continue to see the influx of illegal border crossings, not just in Texas, but also Arizona. And now it's also impacting these other states, these sanctuary cities. So they need to stop, you know, deflecting and pointing the finger at Texas. They need to point the finger and point the blame at the root cause of the situation, and that is our own federal government that is causing the situation.
You made an excellent point there, because you have the New York City mayor talking about all the migrants, because right now there's over 100,000 that they're taking care of. They're estimating it costs upwards of $8 million a day, $5 billion annually. But like you just pointed out, only about 13,000, 15,000 at most were bused here from Texas by Governor Abbott.
Yeah. Right, Lydia. So that's why. I mean, we look at the 2.5 years that we've been involved with this border crisis. The majority of these illegal immigrants want to go to New York, but yet There has never been any type of acknowledgement or outcry or outrage. The fact that the federal government has been busing and flying these illegal immigrants from day one when this border crisis started, that's what's causing this influx in New York. But yet they're quick to point the finger at Texas when Texas is dealing with a much larger problem, not just in terms of mass migration, but also the criminal activity that's taking place. We are at the front lines at the river dealing with this crisis head on. Not only that, but dealing with the criminal activity, the Mexican drug cartels, the drugs that are pouring in across our borders, human smuggling. So again, you know, what's happening in New York is not really a concern to me. As a Texan, I'm more concerned with what's happening in my state because right now we are at the epicenter of this border crisis.
Now, Mark Morgan, according to a new report, Mexican drug cartels are paying Americans to smuggle weapons across the southern border. It's something federal officials have apparently known about for years, but have done nothing to stop it. And meanwhile, you've got New Mexico trying to basically take away the Second Amendment. You've got California legislature. They're trying to do the same. I guarantee you other Democrat lawmakers, they're getting the same idea to ban all kind of weapons from all legal gun owners. What do you make of this report now? Cartels using Americans to smuggle weapons across the border.
Yeah, Lydia, we have known about this for a very long time. Now, what I will say is the U.S. government, we have known about this and we have been doing things for a very long time. Mm-hmm. But again, this is another cause and effect of the open borders. This is another cause and effect of when you incentivize millions and millions of illegal aliens. Again, Border Patrol resources, law enforcement resources are pulled off the front lines. They're pulled away from their law enforcement investigative mm-hmm. work, away from their national security work, where they're relegated to administrative tax to process and release illegal aliens. Lydia, right now in Arizona, the Border Patrol agents have been told, stop doing enforcement action. Get away from the border. Get back to facilities to process illegal aliens to avoid the bad political optics of overcrowded facilities. What happens? Every aspect of enforcement goes down the tank. We no longer have the ability to stop drugs effectively, criminals effectively, national security threats effectively, or weapons going southbound into Mexico, which for cartels is better than the U.S. currency going to the cartels. Everything is negatively impacted when we open our borders up to illegal immigration.
Absolutely. And for people, they need to understand that the majority of these illegal aliens are young men of military age.
Great point.
Mark Morgan, Lieutenant Christopher Olivares, thank you, gentlemen, for joining us.
Thank you.